This is KUT. Plans for a new rail transit system in Austin have generated some controversy in the last few months. Still, a measure to borrow money for rail will be on the ballot this November after a vote from Austin City Council yesterday. KUT's Joy Diaz reports.
The approval of the ballot language for the $1 billion bond package did not surprise anyone. After all, Mayor Lee Leffingwell has taken every opportunity to speak in support of urban rail. If passed, it would allow the city to borrow up to $600 million for rail and $400 million for road projects. Critics have long said the rail plan, which would go from Riverside, southeast of downtown, to ACC Highland, north of downtown, is not the best one. But there were other criticisms on Thursday. Roger Baker told council members that if the bond passes, it would cripple future city councils.
For about a decade, by issuing the maximum possible amount of Austin property tax debt.
Mayor Leffingwell promptly dispelled Baker's assessment. Even the legal department was called to the mic to refute that thought. Others argued the language on the ballot measure is misleading. Thursday's council session was long, and council members looked tired. They often rubbed their faces with their hands and held their heads up the dais with cupped hands. But when Meg Merritt, one of the few speakers in favor of the measure, took the mic, even Mayor Leffingwell lightened up.
Just a reminder to everyone, the year is 2014. It's the future. So the rail is now.
Thank you. The future is here.
The council ended up approving the ballot measure unanimously. If Austinites approve the bond package in November, the rail project it would fund, along with federal funds, would be phase one of a system that will take decades to build. Joy Diaz, KUT News.